Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney, at the helm of this show. Who's running the show in Washington? Seems there is a dealio that happened, so the Patriot Act is scrapped after the to and fro of that, enough that you would have a neck ache trying to keep up with who's zooming who. And instead, we have the Freedom Act, which immediately the president signed into action. What does it all mean? Does it mean that you can still have your information pawed over? Does it mean there will be roving wireless taps? No. It'll take time to unravel the mystery of it all and figure out about this metadata and where it ends up, but it's supposed to just be gathered in the future by the telecom companies, and then there would have to be warrants, specifically targeted warrants with proof that you could be a terrorist before they can paw through your metadata. And the same thing with the roving wiretaps. John McCain and his cousin, Lindsey Graham, the senator who declared just the other day that he was running for president, think it's a big mistake and that the death of the Patriot Act will send us spiraling into a strange space where terrorists will have an easier go at America. What do you think? Here's what Josh Earnest, the White House mouthpiece, had to say as he was on one of the Fox shows today. Take a listen.
Well, Shep, what the president has supported for more than a year and a half are important reforms to these programs that would put in place civil liberties protections for the American people.
What civil liberties protections, Josh?
The president believes that the USA Freedom Act strikes the right balance, putting in place these civil liberties protections, while at the same time ensuring that our law enforcement professionals have exactly the tools that they need that they say are important to keep the country safe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Shep on this one. What civil liberties are they talking about? And the White House saying that the NSA reform bill strikes the right balance? I'll tell you what. Ed Snowden, who can't come back to the United States because he would be tried as a traitor, has to be grinning somewhere and watching all of this go down, because the so-called reform was all due to his gotcha. He's a contractor. He dumps the information to the humiliation of many in the government out for everybody to see, including all of us, to realize, oh, that's right. Even my Aunt Nancy's being tapped into. What could they possibly want from her? She's not a terrorist. But yet we knew that it was a huge overreach. And then there was the outcry of not fair, civil liberties. We got to stand up. We have the right to say no. So the Senate passes this so-called USA Freedom Act, and it reins in surveillance from what the NSA was doing. And it does do that somewhat, because now that huge dragnet that they had, especially the telephone information, now you got to have a really specific warrant. Of course, they have to re-rack, throw the switch back on, and figure this whole thing out. And some are saying that this is putting us into a danger zone, and we live in dangerous times, and this is not a good thing, that we need protection. Yeah, but how about the protection with our privacy rights? And also, by the way, we're paying for that. So why throw taxpayer money into this dark hole of ridiculous amounts of information that don't make any sense and aren't going to lead you anywhere except for around in circles? It's a waste of time for the people who are collecting it, and it's trampling on rights. It makes no sense. I mean, if it's targeted, absolutely. What did we do before? Isn't there an easier way to connect the dots? I would think so. Could somebody get by? Of course. I mean, we had terrorists that flew into buildings. We didn't think that would ever happen in the United States. As a result, massive panic, Patriot Act, unchecked, overreach, we know what happened. So, of course, Snowden loves this because it is a cutback. It is curbing the spying powers. And isn't it funny? He's the one who tripped the switch. Otherwise, do you think we'd be having this conversation? I don't think so. Maybe somebody else would have uncovered it, but probably not. There was no Woodward doing that. There was nobody who was somehow knocking on the door of knocking down this information. Now, there have been claims, and even on our own network, Alex Jones has talked about some of this, and he was right. But Ed Snowden had the specifics because he had the information. He was working there with the classified documents. And because of Ed Snowden, the government had to reform what it did at the NSA, and including this part, the whole Freedom Act thing. So I'm going to say Lindsey Graham and John McCain need to just sit down, because there still are parts of the Patriot Act that are in place, from my understanding. Now, do I trust that we can just let it go and, hey, don't worry, there's not going to be any kind of a breach of my civil liberties or yours? No. If you think that, then there is some great land I want to sell you in Florida. It might be underwater, but I can get you a good deal, I promise you. Coming up on America Tonight, if you want to know more about the Middle East and truly what is happening there when it comes to this war of war with ISIS, a conversation with Dr. Terry Law, not to be missed, as he's made 35 backdoor trips and just recently had a great conversation with some Kurds who are saying, listen, we can stop ISIS. We can stop ISIS, but because of the logjam of hatred between them and the Shia in Baghdad, it's not happening. They're not involved in this. So we have this coalition, which, by the way, millions is going into that as far as what's happening with what's being dropped on ISIS. And how long does that go on? I think for a very long time. But of course, we were warned about that. You don't want to miss that conversation. Also, it is about the numbers. So another version of We Can Count. And speaking of We Can Count, get ready for the avalanche of problems, perhaps with your insurance, maybe not. But the California Senate, for one, voted to allow unauthorized immigrants, that's what they're calling the group, to buy health insurance on the state exchange that was created by the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. They're letting the illegals get the Obamacare insurance, probably thinking, we need more bodies on this thing because we don't have enough, and it's tanking. Meanwhile, the push is still on to repeal parts of Obamacare. A House committee passed a measure to repeal some of the big chunks of it. Coming up, we'll talk about that and mix in a few other odds and ends as well. Hang with us here on ATN.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What we didn't realize was happening with our insurance, but now I don't think you can claim that any longer because people have felt the squeeze of whether it was higher premiums or not as good of health care, obviously not as good as health care coverage, in some cases having to shift doctors and whatnot. There is no question. If you had absolutely zero health care and you had problems, you were sick, and you could now all of a sudden get thrown a bone and get on health care, woohoo, it probably was good. The problem is the middle class totally squeezed out in this, and they're really seeing it in places like California. That's probably why the Senate said, look, we need bodies. So if you've got people that can buy insurance, put them on it. Let them get on the state exchange, because frankly, these state exchanges are tanking, so let's do it. Then you have this ruling against Obamacare that could also, on the other side of it, affect almost 7 million people, right? The high court. What's the Supreme Court going to decide? You've got specifically, it's not quite 7 million, but close to it, it's the subsidies thing. So the subsidies thing is what I'm talking about, the people who needed the money in the first place in some cases, right? What a crazy, crazy roller coaster ride it's been. It really is. The subsidies would amount to about $1.7 billion a month. The Washington Post just did something on this I happened to catch, where they said that health researchers made some projections, but the new information says that there's really going to be more people at risk. Oh, we're shocked by that, right? And we're talking about King versus Burwell, which we were in Washington for it, and the case arguing that people who buy coverage on the federal exchange aren't entitled to subsidies. Consumers in the 16 states and the District of Columbia that have set up their own insurance exchanges wouldn't be affected because that there is that. Bottom line is, Florida, with 1.3 million, would be the most impacted as far as the number of people losing subsidies. So they would lose $389 million a month. Texas was second in the categories, with 832,000 people losing $206 million a month. Ugh, boy. You know, why couldn't they just try something like erase the state lines, increase the competition, change it all together a decade ago? You can't look in the rearview mirror, but so many mistakes were made with this. And Republicans and Democrats alike over the years have tried to do something with health care. And granted, at this point now, it's out of control, right? How do you control it? And I'll tell you that one suggestion is one thing that could easily have been done and still could be done. And that King versus Burwell decision is huge, needless to say, and it'll come down right before the Supremes take off for a summer break. Guarantee it. In odds and ends, it's worth mixing this in because we're not going to settle. We're not going to settle the dollars and cents of Obamacare at, you know, in this segment. Well, we've talked about healthcare a ton here on America Tonight, and of course we'll have every which way you can imagine on that decision. But we move to this one lawmaker who's getting a lot of attention, the former lawmaker anyway, Speaker of the House. It is really disturbing, isn't it? It's disturbing to think that, I mean, this guy was a career politician. When you say career politician, that means you get the big, juicy pension. You were a congressperson. You were a Speaker of the House for 8 years, which is, like, unheard of, right? So he pays $3.5 million in hush money to supposedly a victim of abuse. He was charged with structuring, Dennis Hastert, with structuring bank withdrawals that were close to $1 million in order to stay under the $10,000 per transaction and keep the transactions away from the feds. And then he lied to the FBI about the withdrawals. So what's interesting is Congressman Mel Watt from North Carolina said that he was approached by someone early in Hastert's term as the House Speaker. Remember, he's the Speaker of the House from 99 to 2007. And they told him they knew about his past, and it included sexually molesting a young boy when he was a high school teacher and a wrestling coach. He said he was aware of it, but didn't think there was enough to the rumors to do anything about them. Well, that's nice. So he just, let's just let it ride. Let's not even, like, ask a few questions and see if it's true or not. Because now you're going way back into his past when this happened. Way back. Now, what also has happened since then is that, you know, everybody who worked with Hastert, served with him, they're saying they had no idea, including Bob Ney, who comes on this show frequently. He just was on this show. And he says he was the nicest guy. He talked to him a lot. He was constantly in his office asking for favors, which you do when you're the Speaker of the House with bills or this or that. So his reputation, of course, is taking a hit. A Christian college near Chicago just pulled his name from its research center
because of the allegations. Friends, family, colleagues, I mean, you name it. They're shocked over the indictments. Why is the world always shocked? Somebody hears something, they don't even say anything. And then somebody else hears something. I mean, how many people does it take to hear rumors to try to verify what's going on? Yeah, even Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator, said, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It definitely seems out of character. Well, of course. How many times do we hear that about sexual abuse? A guy put in a position of power where he's in athletics and he's got a lot of young men, boys, around him. Oh, think of Sandusky and Penn State and the organization he created and the amount of money people donated to his program, and then ultimately what came out and how shocked everyone was. I mean, man, oh man. You know, ultimately, we're going to, I suppose, find out what, you know, find out what else was behind the whole Hastert thing. Is there more people? Is there something else? You know, what is it? There's no question, I think, unless they really bungle it, that he'll do some time for the lying to the FBI thing. It's what Martha Stewart did, so she got time. He's getting time for that. But what about the rest of this? The statute of limitations, I would think, right? That would be up, but it's crazy. It is. It is crazy. It's crazy because if I wonder how many other people knew something. And then you get into that deal where, ooh, did somebody know something early in when this was going on and they didn't say anything? And then you worry if somebody else was a victim. And that would be the worst. If it could have been stopped, but it wasn't stopped. And who knows? Because really, for the most part, you're talking about colleagues on the Hill, and that was a long time after he had been a coach and he had already been a congressman and everything else in between. So there was some separation between those times of coaching. My, oh, my, oh, my. I'm going to also throw this out to you. We move from Hastert to this story about George Pataki, who is part of the crew of I Want to Be President on the Republican side. Remember, Pataki used to be the governor of New York, and he's a Republican presidential candidate. He says if he were in Congress, he would have voted for the Freedom Act that passed the Senate. He served 3 terms as governor. He's very popular. And he said he would have liked to see an amendment requiring phone companies to keep metadata records for a longer period so the NSA could access them if needed, because now that's going to be another part of the problem. How long are they going to be able to keep them? Stay with us. Dr. Terry Law and the Middle East Conundrum next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Dr. Terry Law, who spent a very long time, in fact, decades, working in the Middle East, conducting what I guess the best way to describe is unofficial sort of backdoor missions, diplomatic types of missions. And, of course, so much emphasis here on what's happening in the Middle East and how it affects us here in the United States with our blood, sweat, tears, and everything else, and even family members who are back in the Middle East. So, Dr. Law, thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Thank you, Kate.
When we look and see what's happening now with ISIS and you see ultimately a couple of the cities that have fallen and this fight that's going on, and of course for all of us, we watch the marches or hear about the beheadings and we're just horrified and can't believe what's happening. But ISIS and other nefarious types of anti-Christian movements, let's say, have been going on for a while now in Iraq, and this is just the latest, isn't it?
Yes, it is. About 3 weeks ago, Kate, I was in northern Iraq in Kurdistan. I had an opportunity of meeting the Syrian Orthodox Archbishop of Mosul. Mosul in the Bible is Nineveh. And he was in place on June the 10th last year when ISIS invaded. He talked of hundreds of thousands of people leaving Mosul, a flood, 500
1,000 people running out of the city, a lot of them carrying suitcases with wheels on them across the desert. They had no vehicles, but running for safety in Kurdistan. It was indescribable. He said the daytime temperatures were 125 degrees.
Wow.
And in the middle of that, there were 160,000 Christians. 160,000 Christians evacuating what has been their land forever. He said when ISIS came, they went door to door in Mosul, and they asked at every house, "Are you a Christian?" If the person said, "I'm a Christian," then they would give them a choice. Will you pray the Shahada to Muhammad and Allah, or will you remain a Christian? And I asked them, well, how many of the people recanted? He said maybe six. Most of those had mental problems. But he said Christians stood at the door, and they said, "We will not turn our back on the name of Jesus." And thousands of them were executed. He said to me, "We left everything behind, but we will not leave the name of Jesus."
Wow. What does that tell you, too? And they knew exactly what was going to happen because, of course, the word had spread that that was going on. What do you think that we should do as Americans? What is it that we can do in this situation to, it sounds funny to say, lend support, lend a hand, or at least start to yell and scream and get people to pay more attention?
Well, I think the first thing is obvious, Kate. We've got to pray for the situation in the Middle East. God is God, and if you're like I am, we've read the back of the book, and we win. But the problem is, it doesn't look like we're winning right now. And I think that there's several things that America has to do. First of all, we have to recognize the fact that this is a full-scale guerrilla war, and it is now in America. If we think it's going away, it's not going away. And we have got to start making some political decisions that are that have some backbone to them. We've got to stand up and say, "Hey, we're tired of this." But the one thing politically that I think needs to happen is your listeners and Christians across America need to find out that the one group of people in the Middle East who can stop ISIS are the Kurds. I talked to the leading general of the Peshmerga. I was with him 3 weeks ago. And he said, if you would tell your government and your people to send us weapons, we can deal with ISIS. We will be your boots on the ground. That's what he said to me directly. And usually what is happening is our government is sending all of our equipment and war items into Baghdad. And they're expecting Baghdad to do something with them. Number one, Baghdad is Shia. They do not like the Kurds. The Kurds are in the north, and they are the fiercest warriors in the Middle East outside of Israel itself. We need to be arming the Kurds, but sending our weapons to Baghdad is a total mistake because Baghdad will not send those weapons on. And I talked to the general, as I just said, who said we're completely running out of artillery, we're running out of bullets. I talked to one young man who had been fighting ISIS the day before. And he said they come across the desert with their black masks on and breathing fire and using and cursing in Arabic. And he said, I've been in many firefights with them. But he said, the one thing I never did, I never fired all my bullets. He said, I always kept one left in my gun so that if ISIS was coming and going to take me, I would take care of my own life myself.
Wow. Boy, that shows you there's no doubt. You've done 35 missions to Iraq. Certainly, know you just mentioned there what you heard, the inside scoop with the Kurds. And people have called this show, and they're smart, and they say the same thing. And now you're just proving that point even more. Why is there the refusal to do that? Is it because, okay, we don't want to get in this whole arms thing, or this president doesn't want to do that?
I think that's true. most of our government, or our, the White House's negotiations have been with Baghdad and not with the Kurds. And for a reason that no one understands, we feel that the key to Iraq is Baghdad. The key to Iraq is not Baghdad. The key to Iraq is Kurdistan in the north. No question. They are our friends. The Shia and the Sunni have been battling each other for 1,400 years. And if we think we're going to solve that problem now with the military means, that's impossible. But what is possible is to give the right people the weapons. I'm a good friend of our senator here in Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim and I both agree. I take messages from him over to the prime minister regularly. And he said to me, we have got to arm the Kurds. And there's a lot of folk in our government that realize that. But for some reason, the administration will deal only with Baghdad, and they think that's the key to the situation. It is not.
We're speaking with Dr. Terry Law, who has spent, as I said, just decades, 35 missions to Iraq. Why is Ramadi so important, and why don't people really understand? Because a lot of people don't really understand if they look at the geography, frankly, of that area, as you know.
Okay, a short while ago, Kate, we took Tikrit, Saddam's home. We did it, obviously, with the help of Iranian Shia militias, which puts us in bed with Iran, which is a whole different subject and a huge mistake. But now, with the emergence of ISIS in Syria, they need a straight run from Syria through Ramadi into Baghdad. And once Ramadi fell, they have that open door. And by the Shia running from Ramadi and heading back to Baghdad, we've just given them the key to the kitchen door in Baghdad. They can come directly in now, and there's nothing to stop them.
Wow. Yeah, crazy. And when we look at this, and I call it the quicksand of the Middle East with the tensions and whatnot. And as a religious person, you as you look at this, you know that so much of what happens in the Middle East, and for some reason this is also ignored, I think, with these wars, it has to do with deep religious beliefs, doesn't it? And you said it when you talked about the Shia, and you talked about their relationship with the Kurds, which is non-existent because of the deep hatred they feel for each other, right?
Right, and there is a religious base to all of it, obviously. But the one thing I want to encourage you and our listeners with, Kate, is that there are 1.6 billion Muslims on our planet.
Mm.
I believe Jesus is coming soon. I believe that, like most evangelical Christians in America. But I also believe that God is not going to leave 1.6 billion Muslims behind when Jesus comes. I really believe that there is a revival about to break out in the Middle East. One of the encouraging things that I've seen is that there are so many moderate Muslims in Egypt. When they watch the 21 cops being killed on the beaches of Libya, and then the families, the mothers and fathers of those boys, told the Muslims who killed them that they forgave them. You cannot believe the power of that forgiveness and how it swept the television programs throughout the Middle East. And a lot of moderate Muslims are saying, we can't stomach what ISIS is doing. They're doing it in the name of Islam, and that is wrong. And a lot of them are taking a second look at their own faith. And in the process, they're realizing the fact that murdering in the name of Islam is not something they want to be associated with. And a lot of them are starting to come to churches. I know one pastor in Amman, Jordan, who's had 12 Muslims convert to Christianity in the last little while.
Wow. Wow, there you go. Moderate Muslims, they do exist, absolutely. And your book is called Storm Chaser, and it chronicles the work that we've been talking about in the Middle East, lots of experience there. Dr. Terry Law, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Dr. Law. Bye-bye.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Stopping this version of We Can Count, the acting TSA head resigned. Why did it resign? Because of a watchdog report revealing lots of airport security lapses. Can we ever get this right? We shake down the grannies, we trip up the mothers, but somehow weapons get through. And that's exactly what was uncovered. A watchdog report showed how undercover agents were able to sneak fake explosives, banned weapons through all kinds of checkpoints as part of an investigation that revealed a massive system-wide security failure. I know you're stunned by that. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson announced that TSA Acting Administrator Melvin Carraway had been sent to work in the department's Office of State and Local Law Enforcement, and that the acting deputy director, Mark Hatfield, will take over the TSA reins until a new administrator is appointed. Wow. I say wow because I want to tell you the stats. You ready for this? Bum-ba-da-da. TSA screeners failed 67 out of 70 tests, or 96%, carried out by Special Department of Homeland Security investigators, red teams. They know it. Obviously, there's lapses at the airport. It's a joke. Then they say they take the findings seriously. and that sometimes the numbers in the reports never look good out of context, but they are a critical element in the evolution. I mean, is this the biggest BS line you've ever heard? I'm going to just say this line to you again. That this is Jay Johnson. The numbers in these reports never look good out of context, but they are a critical element in the continual evolution of our aviation security. In other words, you're taking your chances, folks, if you fly. We can't guarantee your safety, but hey, we're trying. It's evolving. Yeah, we got to keep trying and pray that nothing happens. Speaking of things happening that really shouldn't happen, anthrax sent to the Pentagon in 2006 was most likely live. Live is not good because those are the spores that kill you. We lost five people right after 9/11, if you remember, because of anthrax, pretty much scaring all of us to death. That's a serious scare. The thought was this could be the next way to attack the United States. So anthrax that was supposed to be inactive but was actually most likely live, they say, that was sent to the Pentagon in order to test the building's chemical and biological detection equipment. Unfortunately, it wasn't what they thought it was. The vial of the anthrax was tiny, as it was described, and came from the same Army lab in Utah that sent samples to labs in 12 states and three foreign countries between March 2013 and March 2014. So they're looking at the problem. It says that they're thinking, yeah, we have a few flaws in procedures in the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah to ensure that the samples were fully inert before being shipped to the labs. So the Pentagon learned that the sample sent in 2006 wasn't large enough to do any harm. They're going to have a press conference on Wednesday afternoon to talk about the anthrax case, as well as some of the other things anthrax-wise, the incident as to what's going on, and the mishandling of the samples. Yeah, you don't mess with Hillary Clinton, whether it's her emails or whether it's the Clinton Foundation and whoops, they took some foreign money or whatever it might be. She's out on the campaign trail and, you know, hey, you can get jostled around out there because lots of people are trying to see you, trying to snuggle up to you, scream out a question, tell you they love you, whatever it might be. But apparently, there were people that were closing in on her to get her autograph. She screamed at one of them that was trying to squeeze into the line, a cutter. We call them a cutter in Jersey. I grew up that if somebody was a cutter in line, it wasn't good. And she has no jersey in her that I know of, but she told the person, go to the end of the line. Go to the end of the line. She was scolded by the grandmother who could become the next president of the United States. It's just, to me, it's just kind of funny because I'm sure that person was taken aback by Hillary Clinton sort of scolding them in a sense and saying, get to the end of the line. And, of course, because we live in an age where everything is recorded, that was recorded. You can never get away with it. It's always somebody's cell phone or pops up somewhere else, whether it's on Twitter or what they call Periscope or someplace else. How about WikiLeaks offering a $100,000 bounty, they're calling it, for a copy of the controversial trade deal? They're saying if they can get a copy of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they will pay you that. So they're actively seeking that leaker to come up with it. The whistleblower website made that announcement on Tuesday, calling it, a bounty, pretty much. The website has leaked three chapters of the secret deal over the past 2 years, but now they want the copy of the full text being negotiated by the Obama administration as the White House tries to position the economy with other Pacific Rim nations in a 12-country pact. The remaining 26 chapters of the deal are closely held by negotiators and the big corporations that have the access. So they're trying to have the public learn what's in it. Transparency is not the strong suit of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. One of the strongest critics of the TPP is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat who some were saying would, you know, join the race in for president. But the president, the current president, is saying that her arguments against the agreement are wrong. He says, I love Elizabeth. We're allies on a whole lot of issues, but she's wrong on this. She says it's not a good deal. She says it's not a good deal at all, and it should be transparent to everybody. But the president says, I wouldn't be doing this trade deal if I didn't think it was good for the middle class. And when you hear folks making a lot of suggestions about how bad this trade deal is, when you dig into the facts, they are wrong. Well, you know what the whole treaty is. It's about, supposedly, a new international legal regime that allows transnational corporations to bypass domestic courts. They could evade environmental protections, police the internet on behalf of the content industry, limit the availability of affordable generic medicines, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have to say, I don't always agree with Julian Assange, but in this case, I would like to read the treaty. I would like to see what's in this sucker. The lack of transparency that continues is there for a reason on this one. Trying to get it passed, not having people criticize it, just going with the flow, hoping that people will go with the flow. So $100,000 may be enough for somebody who has a copy, which I guarantee someone does, or they wouldn't have gotten those chapters to go ahead and leak the whole thing, or at least they're hoping it will pull them out to leak the whole thing. Maybe not. Maybe it won't. Maybe that was the idea. Okay, just a few chapters and I won't get busted with this because they won't trace it back to me. Maybe whoever it is worried about that. Sepp Blatter rocked the world of soccer by unexpectedly saying he's going to step down as the FIFA president. He was elected for a fifth term, but this is because of that corruption investigation that reportedly might include the chief himself. So as the FBI digs deeper and deeper, he decides he's going to bail on the soccer world. I say there must have been something that he was worried about because he was celebrating the fact that he had been elected again. I don't think he would have stepped away so quickly. And he was anxious to do that, so that's exactly what happened. He announced that decision at a really hastily thrown together news conference in Zurich, 6 days after the cops raided a hotel in that city and arrested FIFA officials, and 4 days after he was reelected to that fifth term as the FIFA president. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Something on your mind? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.